Random House Audio presents The Columbus Affair by Steve Barry. Read for you by Scott Brick. For 500 years, historians have pondered the question, who was Christopher Columbus? The answer is simply another question. Who do you want him to be? Anonymous Observer. Jamaica, 1504 CE. Prologue. Christopher Columbus realized that the decisive moment was approaching. His party had trudged south through the lush forest of this tropical land for the past 3 days, steadily gaining altitude. Of all the islands he'd discovered since that first landfall in October 1492, this was the fairest his eyes had seen. A narrow plain rimmed its rocky coast. Mountains formed a misted spine, rising gradually from the west and culminating here in the east at the tortuous chain of peaks now surrounding him. Most of the earth was porous limestone covered by fertile red soil. An incredible array of plants flourished beneath thick stands of old-growth forest, all nourished by constant moist winds. The natives who lived here called the place Shemaka, which he'd learned meant Isle of Springs, apt, for water abounded everywhere. Since Castilian substituted a J for X, he'd come to call it Jamaica.
Admiral, he stopped and turned to face one of his men. It is not far, de Torres said to him, pointing ahead. Down the ridge to the flat point, then beyond a clearing.
Luis had sailed with him on all three previous voyages, including the one in 1492 when they'd first stepped ashore.